Bryant Street Publishing presents Grace Under Pressure by Melissa Schroeder, read for you by Barry Flint. To the Lake House Girls, Doris Cotton, Mary Beth Lee, Karen Kelly, Sheila Curlin, and Shelley Bradley. Your enthusiasm, support, and love, not to mention the homemade pizza and wine, make it so much easier to brave the publishing world. Introduction. On July 27, 2004, I had my first ever release with Grace Under Pressure from Liquid Silver Books. Many of my readers say that Grace is one of their favorite heroines, and I completely understand why. In her, I saw myself, or at least the way I was when I was younger, a woman trying to find her place in the world, with a good sense of humor. Throw in a sexy sheriff, a meddling best friend, a suspicious dog, and someone trying to kill her, and it has the makings of a reader favorite. I had no idea it would mean so much to so many people. The 15-year update has a little humor and lots of happiness, and I hope that everyone loves the return to Grace and Wren as much as I did. Mel, July 2019. Chapter 1. And what did you say to your class after you substituted the word erection for election? Grace's best friend Julia asked during their lunchtime phone conversation. When she'd awoken 30 minutes late that morning, the sun burning holes through her eyelids because she'd forgotten to close the blinds, Grace had known it wasn't going to be a good day. When she sprayed the hairspray under her arm, then deodorant on her hair, she figured things couldn't get much worse. "First of all, I did not substitute the word," she said. "You make it sound as if I did it on purpose. It's not my goal in life to embarrass myself in front of a classroom full of college freshmen." A classroom of freshmen that happened to include Chad Albert, the college president's son. The muffled sounds she heard over the phone made her suspicious. "Stop laughing. It's not funny." "I'm sorry, Grace. I really didn't mean to laugh, but you have to admit it's funny." "I will do no such thing." She winced at the prim sound of her voice. She had noticed that spinsterish tone creeping in more often over the last couple years. If she wasn't careful, she was going to end up adopting 20 cats and yelling at kids who stepped on her lawn. It was just so humiliating. Thank the Lord it was close enough to the end of class that I could just dismiss them. Unfortunately, I have to give the same lecture to my 5:30 class. "Just block out the memory," Julia suggested. "You know, like you did when you had that unfortunate incident at graduation." Grace lowered her head and pounded it on the desk. There were a lot of things that she loved about living and working in the same small college town in which she spent most of her life: the familiar faces, the regular routine, and the security. The fact that almost everyone she knew had attended her high school graduation and witnessed her valedictorian walk up to the stage, with her dress and gown stuffed in her pantyhose, was not one of them. She just wished she had worn underwear that day. "I'd have no problem forgetting about graduation if everyone else would let me," she muttered through clenched teeth. "Why do you bring it up every time I do something like this?" "Ah, come on, Grace, I was just kidding. Why don't I make it up to you? Dinner, my treat." "I can't. I told you I have a 5:30 lecture." "Yeah, the erection lecture." "Shut up. I'm just joking." "Well," Grace said, "I need to get going. I have to go over to Mom and Dad's house and give the keys to their new tenant." "Okay, but I owe you dinner. How about tomorrow?" "Sounds good." She looked at her date book and groaned when she saw her Friday night schedule. "Oh no, I can't do that. Dr. Peterson is having some dinner thing at his house tomorrow night." "How about Saturday?" "That's a deal. But you could always blow off pesky Peterson and come over here." "Nope. Peterson has some big announcement tomorrow night. Gotta be there for that." With the Beatles blaring on her speakers, Grace drove to her parents' house, which was located about 10 minutes from the college and across the street from her own house. She drew in a deep breath, enjoying the crisp fall scents that drifted through her open window. She parked her 1968 restored convertible Bug in the driveway in front of her parents' house,